Live from the Michael Fowler Center, it's Great Together 2017, your one-stop election podcast. This is episode 3.
I'm Jeremy Wells, and this is Matt Heath.
And joining us on the panel today is Lee Hart. I just want to go through a little bit of admin before we get into the podcast, Jerry. Of course, the podcast is called Great Together 2017, but we have been shedding members of the panel, haven't we?
That's right. We started off with Steve Brawnius, award-winning author. Unfortunately, he was embroiled in a voter fraud scandal, so had to step down.
Scotty J. Stevenson, Sky Sports commentator. He was on our last episode, but then when he saw that there was no chance we were going to be the top podcast in the country, when he saw we couldn't win, he has stepped down as well. But we have a worthy replacement, a great political commentator, and an all-round great New Zealander, Lee Hart, joining the show.
That's right. Later in the show, Mike Hosking checks in to give us the latest on his illness.
We put TVNZ political editor Corin Dan through our thank you for your honesty questions. Does he do wheeze in the shower?
Jacinda Ardern joins us and finally clears up the difference between tinea and tinnitus.
We count down the top 5 sexiest names in New Zealand politics.
But first, Billingish won't come on our show, but he did appear on Lee Hart's.
Great Together Topic 1, Lee Hart, Jason Hoyt, Bill English and MMP.
Back to politics if we could. Think about the system since about 93, I think, MNP. Do we really understand it yet, the old MNP system?
Or do you know what it stands for?
Well, that's it.
Well, no, hang on, can I just clarify, what are you saying?
We'll talk about the system that we have here in New Zealand.
Yeah, MMP.
MNP, yeah. Do we understand it yet, Bill? Do voters, more importantly, understand it?
Yeah, I think they sort of do.
Well, they understand, yeah. MMP, Prime Minister. They don't understand how
MNP. That's what it is. It's a MNP.
It's not MNP. It's MMP.
That's what I said, MNP. What are you saying?
Pardon?
It's German.
What did you say?
Well, it's a German system.
Yeah. Well, it is a German system, but it's MMP, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said, MNP.
No, you're saying MMP.
What would you call it?
Prime Minister, it's MMP, isn't it?
M for mother.
Yes.
N for Nelly.
No, MMP.
Oh.
M for mother.
Mother.
M for mother.
Mother.
Whatever.
Petal.
Well, do we understand it? Obviously not. I don't.
Well, a sample of one, no.
Later on, Lee, Jace and Bill English talk New Zealand political history, and Jacinda Ardern joins us to finally clear up the difference between tinea and tinnitus. But right now,
Mike Hosking joins us to talk about his illness.
G'day there. It's been an up and down 7 days for me as New Zealand's premier centre-right common sense broadcaster. Firstly, I missed the minor parties debate due to illness. That was a relief. I'd rather not waste my time on losers. I was nearly well enough to stand in one place for an hour, but the medical advice I received suggested my virus could be worsened by listening to Green Party policy. So the sickness got worse and worse as I read more and more stories about both the main parties bringing our most vulnerable children out of poverty. But then a breakthrough on Tuesday night with TV3's Reed Research poll, which showed Bill English had taken the lead and could potentially govern alone with the help of ex-consummate common sense communicator David Seymour in Ipsum. All of a sudden, colour returned to my face. The communistic redness of fever left my body and things started to look up again. Jacinda backed down on implementing a capital gains tax in her first term and I felt the health of the nation returning. The stardust has hopefully settled on my illness and now perhaps we can get back to some centre-right business as usual. We'll see you tomorrow.
People who love good common sense broadcasting are going to be very happy to know that Mike Hosking is back and broadcasting again, because people were very, very concerned there for a while, Matt. It almost felt like New Zealand was falling to bits.
Well, it felt like the election wasn't happening. It was missing a star factor. It was missing the sort of central thing for the whole election to revolve around. They were doing piecemeal replacements. It was a whole Band-Aid situation going on. But Mike Hosking's back and the election is back on track, Jim.
I'd like to see a commission of independent inquiry into the virus and who actually gave him that virus, because there's a lot of voters who are out in the dark now.
It wasn't your daughter Mishka, was it? And now the Great Together Jacinda Ardern World Order Quiz. It's punishingly sexist how male reporters ask you what you are going to wear all the time. So to write the balance, could you rate the following male New Zealand politicians in terms of hotness and style? Bill English, Winston Peters, David Seymour, Stephen Joyce.
Oh, my word. I'm giving first on style. I'm putting aside this hotness question. Style, Winston comes first.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, it's just, there's nothing between them, really.
They're all...
After that,
Okay, they're all fighting over the scraps. All right, Jacinda, can you put these media super hunks in order of who is your biggest fan to your least biggest fan? Here we go. Hosking, Mike Hosking, Duncan Garner, Lee Hart, Patrick Gower, Dom Bowden, Clark Gayford.
Oh, Mike's definitely my biggest fan, I'm sure.
Okay, there's Hosking number one.
He just doesn't want anyone to know, so he's quite defensive about it in public.
So he's number one, which leaves you Garner, Hart, Gower, Bowden and Gayford.
Oh, definitely, Paddy, yep.
Okay, so 20
minute stand ups when he's up to his 30 Heckley question, I think, yep. Then I'd go Duncan, Lee Bowden, and then Clark last.
Oh, really?
Jesus. I'm not around a lot at the moment.
I bet.
Okay, Jacinda, moving on in our world order quiz. Rate these South Island delicacies in order: the cheese roll, the mutton pie, or the Dagwood sandwich.
Cheese roll, hands down. Genius invention. Mm-hmm. And second, I don't know what a Dagwood sandwich is.
Exactly. What is it? This is the argument we're having yesterday.
No one from the North Island knows what a Dagwood sandwich is.
It's a collection of crap, Jacinda, that's put between two slices of bread. It's just leftovers
We took about 200 angry phone calls from listeners from the South Island yesterday when Jerry wasn't aware of what a Dagwood sandwich
is. Is it like bubble and squeak in a sandwich?
No, it's like it's going to have chicken or ham in it, and then it'll have cheese and mayo and maybe some beetroot.
Exactly.
It's a real hearty South Island sandwich. But it's interesting, even people like yourself that spend a lot of time in the South Island, and Jerry does the same. If you're not born in the South Island, you've got no idea what a Dagwood sandwich is. It's one of the true mysteries of New Zealand life.
Is it held together with a toothpick?
No.
That'll swing up for me.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Not
no.
that big.
Because Jerry posted a picture of what he said was a Dagwood sandwich with a toothpick in it, and people from Southland were basically, they wanted blood.
Yeah, they don't like you putting a toothpick in. That's one of the worst things you can ever do. Okay, now here we go. Question number four. You used the word weed to describe cannabis in a Newshub debate. Can you place the following drugs in order of danger to New Zealand, okay? A glass barbecue... Yep. Fuckamanas, pingers, jibla.
Okay, glass barbecue first.
Yes, that's bad.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Never go into business with a glass barbecue enthusiast, as they say.
Never.
No. What was it list again?
Fuckamanas, really. You got the pingers and the jibla.
Fuckamanas and pingers last-ish.
Okay.
Jibblers.
And then Jibla coming in second.
Jibla, yeah.
Yeah. That's about right, too. Yeah. I agree with you.
Actually, I agree with you. That's right, yeah.
Thanks.
Health is the biggest issue for New Zealanders in the election. Place the following family health diary ailments in order of the most serious to least serious. We've got asthma. Is that how you say it?
Asthma.
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 Tinea.
Mm-hmm.
Herpes. Cat AIDS.
Tinea traumatises a lot of people. Do you know it can get so loud that it sounds like a human scream? Oh. Did you know that?
Oh, hold on. No, hold on. No, that's tinnitus. No,
tinnitus.
We're talking about tinea. Yeah, we're talking about
foot.
Athlete's foot.
Foot fungus. Excuse me.
Also, a massive problem. Huge problem, tinea.
Okay, with the tinea and the foot fungus, I'm putting down there pretty low. I'm going to say herpes right up there.
Mm-hmm. Asthma?
Yeah.
Where's asthma?
And asthma. Asthma's the potential to take lives. Mm-hmm. So up there too.
Well, that leaves cat AIDS.
Cat AIDS and foot fungus down the bottom, thanks.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, nice one.
Right. Thank you so much for your time, Jacinda Ardern. And best of luck for the next...
You've given me food for thought for the campaign.
Yeah.
I'm down here in Dunedin right now. I'm glad we set up the toothpick.
Are you stumping? Are you stumping? Are you stumping somewhere today? Because if you're stumping, you need to go. Who likes Dagwood sandwiches? And everyone's hand will go
today.
Up.
I am stumping today, and I'm not sure that doesn't feel like a winner to me.
Be careful. I reckon you want to do some research around that. Do some research before you go, because there's going to be 50% of people are going to like the Dagwood, 50% aren't. You got to know what you're dealing with.
Do you know what? I think the populist call of the day will be a cheese roll.
Fascinating interview, Matt, there with Jacinda Ardern, Labour leader. And I'd like to bring it back to cat AIDS, if I could.
Yeah, I'd love if you did that, if you could. Can you?
Well, yeah, I can. I'll bring it straight back, because a lot of people are asking, how long can a cat live with cat AIDS? And unfortunately, a cat infected with the cat HIV
is likely to die a lot younger than an uninfected cat. The lifespan depends somewhat on how lucky the cat is in avoiding secondary infection, but 10 to 12 years is not uncommon, but neither is 2 to 3 years. So a cat sadly can die after 2 or 3 years with cat AIDS.
Tragic. Coming up later in the show, we put Corin Dan, TVNZ political editor, through our thank you for your honesty questions. Has he fed the chickens in the last month? But right now, Bill English, Lee Hart, Jason Hoyt, and NZ political history.
Interesting scenario. I was in the Wings Bar recently at the airport, where I often spend a lot of my time as my local now, and I bumped into old Norman Kirk, and I was having a chat to him, Big Norm, about tax and this kind of thing. And
Norman Kirk,
the different types of tax systems, you know, which way you're going to go.
Sorry, Prime Minister. Did you say Norman Kirk at Wings Bar?
Yeah, Big Norm. Big fan of the show, by the way.
Right, is he?
Yeah. Okay. And I was asking him about his thoughts on the tax situation at the moment, whether you should be releasing that kind of thing. And, you know, your plan as such, being a Labour man as he was. And interesting.
Sorry. You were talking to Norman Kirk about tax, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And he was in the Wings Bar.
Yeah.
Norman Kirk.
Yes, it was, Chase, yes.
He's dead, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Who the heck was I talking to?
Got no idea.
Fascinating insights there from Lee Hart and Jason Hoyt, new members of the 2017 Great Together podcast team.
Yeah, hey, in the interest of full disclosure around Great Together 2017, I mean, can you really say that Lee Hart is a member of the panel? I mean, aren't we just stealing that audio off the NZME logger because Bill English refused to be on our show because his press secretary, Nick Venter, said that we couldn't be trusted to not ask stupid question, so then we have just stolen that audio to try and get the PM on our show to make us seem more credible, because it would be weird to do a whole political podcast and not have the PM on it.
Let's play the jazzy upbeat music just to fill that bit out.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the top five sexiest names in politics.
Let's get into it.
Number five.
Geoffrey Palmer.
I must say that I found being the leader a nuisance.
Palmer, Prime Minister from 1989 to 1990, tireless legal reform, freedom and rights campaigner, also a self-pleasure aficionado in both name and action. That's Geoffrey Palmer.
That was the problem with Geoffrey Palmer. He was wanting to self-pleasure, but the job got in the way.
Number four.
Jim Bolger.
It is hard from the outside to realise the impact of being told the day you become Prime Minister that the country's broke.
That's the friendly way she talked. Prime Minister from 1990 to 1997, had 13 kids, also had a massive bulger downstairs. Hence the common Kiwi slang term, that dude is running a massive gym bulger downstairs.
Nobody said that ever. Marama Fox.
The polls that we have are not quite the same as the polls that others have.
Māori Party MP and candidate for Ikaroa, Rafiti, that's sort of Gisborne and Hastings area, an MP and a total fox.
Number two.
David Longhi.
To see that people are not set against each other, race by race, region by region, Māori against Pākehā or Islander.
Thank you very much, Mr.
I love you, Mr. Longhi.
Thank you.
Is Rob Muldoon smashed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was smashed.
I love you, Mr. Longhi. That was a debate between the two.
I love you, Mr. Longhi.
He smashed Muldoon in the 1984 election. He could smell uranium on people's breath. He was fat as hell and a bit of a tough dog to keep on the porch. He also ran a bit of a longy downstairs by all accounts.
And the number one sexiest political last name of all time, according to Matt Heath.
Number one.
David Cunliffe.
But it is my obligation to give you just a little taste of why I should be the Coomera that you're munching on.
Yes, speaking of munching on, he was a giant grinning cat of a man who rolled good guy and popular Labour leader David Shearer just to crap his pants in their last election. Last name Cunliffe reminds some people of the sort of surrounding parts of women's downstairs operation.
That's disgusting. What I want to know is, why have you not mentioned Labour Mount Roskill candidate Michael Wood?
Michael Wood?
Michael Wood.
Michael Wood should be on there. I saw Michael Wood yesterday, actually.
I saw Michael Woods standing on a corner in Mount Roskill.
Did he have?
Yes, he did. He certainly did. That's the thing I'm most proud of, that top five, except for missing out Michael Wood, that we've ever done on this show.
Hugely enlightening, that top five sexiest names in New Zealand politics list, Matt. But look at those names: Longy, Palmer, Bulger, to a lesser extent Fox, and then Cunliffe, and then you missed out Wood.
Yeah, Michael Wood, MP for Mount Roskill. The very sexy name, Mike Wood. And if I'd remembered to do that, I might have dropped Fox out of there, because Fox was a bit tenuous. I was stretching around there, and I just threw her in there because, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if I could go back, I mean, 2020 hindsight, I'd definitely put Michael Wood in there at three.
Interestingly, she possibly has the least sexy name, but she is the sexiest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Although, hold on, Jim Bulger. No. She's, sorry. I forgot about Jim Bulger. Jim Bulger's sexiest.
Bulger.
And then Fox.
Bulger. And finally, on the Great Together 2017 podcast, thank you for your honesty, Corin Dan.
Corin, everybody that comes on the show, we ask them 10 yes or no answer questions. It's called Thank You For Your Honesty. It's simple. You just need to answer yes or no. You cannot pass, and you just need to answer honestly.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you ask the tough questions on a daily basis.
Yes, I'm aware of that. You know.
And there's no judgment on our behalf.
No, that's right.
And there's nobody that listens to our show. So
it's a cone of silence.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Corin Dan, have you been drunk, tipsy, or fuckamarded in the past month?
Yes.
Have you ever killed an animal bigger than an insect?
No.
Have you ever pashed a man?
Yes.
Was the Virgin Mary really a virgin?
No.
Do you trim your downstairs?
No.
Have you ever done wheeze in the shower?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yes.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
No.
Is Patrick Gower sexy?
Yes.
Have you fed the chickens in the past month?
Yes.
Corin Dan, thank you for your honesty.
Well, 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 who would have thought that, Matt? Who would have thought that?
Well, it certainly changes things going forward, doesn't it? Hey, Jerry, we've got one more podcast to go, or two, depending on how many we do, but I've just had this communique from Steve Brawnius here. He said, might be able to settle up and join Great Together again for another episode, possibly next week.
Well, he's still being investigated for voter fraud, so maybe after the election.
Well, we'll see what we can do there. But how great has it been having Lee Hart on the podcast today, the third member of Great Together 2017? So we are holding things together. We're keeping it together, and we're going forward, and things aren't falling apart. And we are still Great Together 2017.
I wouldn't say we've really had Lee Hart. Should we give him a bell again to try him one more time? We been able to seem to get him.
Hello, it's Lee Hart speaking. I'm afraid I've missed your phone call. But leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you very much.
Well, that counts, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose he's
well, he's been on there and he had that interview with Bill English in two parts, MMP and the history of politics. So, Great Together 2017.
Thank you very much for joining us. I hope we've helped you understand this fascinating 2017 general election.
Join us again next week. I've been Matt Heath.
I've been Jeremy Wells.
And we're Great Together. This has been a Matt and Jerry production for Radio Hodaki and the NZ Herald, produced by Alex Hanger and Chris Goodwin, and recorded live at Radio Hodaki Studios in downtown Auckland and also in the Michael Fowler Centre.